Are the insane prices on these Pokemon TCG alternate art cards ruining the hobby? Let's talk about it. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Gym Leaders Podcast, where we talk all things Pokemon TCG. I am Travis with TCG Funhouse.
And I'm ASX from ASX TCG. And we got some hot and spicy topic on the plate today. Some alternate arts. And are they ruining? Are they ruining the TCG?
I mean,
I think we're going to figure that out today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it because, you know, there is a case for it, you know. And
yeah.
In all honesty, the you know, alternate arts have really been unlike anything else we've ever had in the Pokemon TCG in terms of rarity, in terms of pricing, value, all that kind of stuff. And what it's done to the Pokemon TCG landscape is so crazy. We're going to talk about all that. We're going to compare it, some of the more modern sets with some of the more vintage sets. We're going to look at all the prices for these alternate art cards. And of course, you guys know, we need your opinions down below as well. So if you're watching here on YouTube, thank you so much. Make sure you drop a sub, smack that like button as well, and go check out ASXTCG over on his channel. But you guys, most importantly, need to leave a comment down there about your opinions on the alternate arts. Maybe tell us what your favorite one is. Tell us what your thought is on the entire topic today. What it means for the Pokemon TCG market and where we're headed moving forward. So, but right as we get in, what are your general initial thoughts before we start doing some analysis, right? Is that plural?
Yeah.
Analysis?
Analyses?
I made that word up. It's fine.
We're running with it. We are sprinting with it today.
What's your first general thought of the Pokemon TCG alternate arts that we're getting in the Sword and Shield era?
Just right off the bat, I do absolutely love them. I think they are one of the best things, honestly, that they could have done. It really, you know, for me personally, it really helped me feel like there was that much more of a chase in these packs than, you know, like just another Charizard or something like that. You know, you had those alternate arts to chase, and I really loved that. So, you know, first impressions of these alternate arts, I absolutely love them. But there is kind of a downside to them as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. In terms of just artwork specifically, they are absolutely amazing for the Pokemon TCG. You know, I don't want to say gone are the days, but gone are the days of these yellow border, you know, standard holographic rarity cards or anything like that that are worth collecting. Mm-hmm. Like, we have moved on to, like, really true and almost, like, fine artwork, you know?
Yeah.
To where, like, you know, just let's just take a look at, I mean, the elephant in the room, right? The Umbreon VMAX, which is everybody's favorite card. And it is phenomenal. The artwork on it is, it's like a piece of art, you know?
It really is.
And
absolutely beautiful.
It's turned even non-TCG collectors, like, into Pokemon TCG collectors. I've seen multiple comments here on the Gym Leaders podcast and on our channel separately of just people saying, like, I'm only collecting Pokemon cards because of the alternate arts. I'm only buying and ripping packs because I'm hunting that alternate art Umbreon, that alternate art Charizard from Brilliant Stars. Like, I've seen multiple comments like that. So, you know, in terms of excitement, they are absolutely amazing. You know, you can take a look back when they introduced, like, the Rainbow Rare, you know, and people were hyped for it at first. They were like, holy crap, these cards are really dope. They're unlike anything we've seen before.
Super shiny.
Yeah, super shiny, right? And then, you know, now it's kind of like, oh, Rainbow, like, sure, cool, I guess.
Right. Unless it's the Rainbow Zard.
True. Anything. But then, and then, you know, they gave us the gold cards, you know, and then we're getting the gold shiny cards and stuff like that. And, like, we saw the first ones and we were like, ooh, cool, shiny, you know, like,
right.
And then now we're kind of like, gold cards, like, yeah, that's okay. Do you think that alternate arts are just going to be, like, the flavor of the month? Like, are they hot right now and everybody wants them right now? Or is basically this Pokemon's way of giving us extraordinarily rare cards for very high increased values, kind of like what you get with other TCGs? What are your thoughts on that?
Gotcha. Yeah, you know, I think, I think these alternate arts honestly really are here to stay. I mean, they're hugely popular, as we were just talking about. And I mean, why would the Pokemon company want to throw something like that away? I got all the extra money, you know, rolling in for these cards specifically for people to pull them. You know, I at this time, I really can't say that I see them, you know, really giving that up. I think we've talked about it before, maybe last episode. I do see them kind of changing. I mean, they've changed from the Sun and Moon era, where we had some alternate arts. The art style is way different from what we have now, arguably way better, in my opinion, also the newer art style. I don't really see them going away. And I think, you know, I don't think it's going to be quite like, you know, Evolving Skies was, where we're going to see like crazy amount of alternate arts in every single, you know, or every set moving forward. Right. You know, they're kind of changing it up now, where they're only putting a handful, you know, less than 10. I think Evolving Skies, we had like 15, 16, 17 or something of them. It was crazy.
482 billion.
I mean, that would be an awesome set to open. Would really totally ruin alternate arts if they did that, though. but yeah, I don't foresee them doing like another Evolving Skies, at least for a while, where they put out just a crazy ton of them. You know, I would say, you know, anywhere from maybe 5 to 10 or so per set moving forward. I really think even into the next era, into Gen 9 as well, because like I said, I mean, when has the Pokemon company really left money on the table? I think is the argument there.
Good point.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
you're talking about a company that gives you two versions of the same game. So yeah, I can see they ain't exactly leaving any money on the table, bro.
Exactly. Exactly my point. So, you know, I really hope they keep going with them. I truly do. And, you know, just I'm looking at the cards over here. I got it pulled up, you know, most expensive to the least expensive alt art, and they're all expensive, I got to say. The Umbreon, I got to say, it's a piece of art. I wish that I could pull one to have one in my collection, because it's absolutely beautiful. But, I mean, all the evolutions, the Rayquaza, the new Charizard that came out. I got to say, though, I think my favorite is the Moltres V from
Chilling Rain.
From Chilling Rain. Yeah, just something about that card just screams like, it is mean. It is a bad Pokemon, and it is coming for you. And I absolutely love it. So I hope we can kind of see maybe some more kind of around that style a little bit. But yeah, I don't see these cards going anywhere anytime soon. This style, I should say.
Yeah, I really don't know where we're going to end up on, right? So let's take a look at Brilliant Stars here for a second. Like, I'm over looking at the cards and stuff. There was only 4 alternate arts inside Brilliant Stars, okay? There was the Honchkrow V, the Lumineon V, the Charizard V, and the Arceus V, okay? Now, something that sticks out to me, and this is something that I'm really confused about with them. There was no V-Maxes. There was no alternate art V-Maxes inside Brilliant Stars, okay?
That's true.
Yeah. We did get a couple of the Trainer Gallery V-Maxes with Urshifus, you know, the I guess, and we'll talk about that here in a second too, the whole Trainer Gallery thing, because I think the Trainer Gallery is 100% impeding on these alternate arts, and I think that was kind of a bad decision on them, but just, it's really odd the way that they're doing this, right? So we only had 4 alternate arts inside Brilliant Stars, and none of them were V-Maxes, right?
Yeah.
And it's been quite common knowledge that the alternate art V-Max is the most expensive and rare of them, right? So go back to Fusion Strike. The Espeon, Gengar, and Mew V-Max alternate arts are the most rare ones for the entire set and the most expensive ones. Same reason why, like, you go back to Battle Styles and, you know, the Tyranitar was only a V, and that's why the Urshifu V-Max Rapid Strike really pushed it in price, because the Rapid Strike was technically the more rare of a card, and if it would have been a more popular card, honestly, it probably would have taken the front spot for Battle Styles, but Tyranitar is much more of a fan favorite. And, you know, pretty much every single set that has alternate arts, the VMAXs dominate, you know.
Oh, by far.
In Evolving Skies, the top five cards are VMAXs, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it gets into the Vs. So I'm really confused on why Brilliant Stars did not include any VMAXs, and it really makes me wonder and kind of worry about the future of the alternate art, you know?
Okay.
Because yeah. Pokemon is known, they're well known for introducing certain, I guess you can call them mechanics, right? Or sure. certain style or types of cards, and then taking them away from us, right? So yeah. let's just think about it here, what we've had in the past, right? We've had Gold Star. We've mm-hmm. had Delta Species. We've had yep. Break cards. We've had Prism cards. We've had Tag Team cards. You know, we've had all these different types of cards and different types of artworks come and go in the Pokemon TCG. We mm-hmm. had, you know, we had the character rares inside Cosmic Eclipse, and I didn't think we were going to get those back, and then we got them back as Trainer Gallery. They're basically the exact same thing.
Yep.
But they give us all these different types of cards, and then we don't see them again. You know, you can even look at the gold, gold and silver, like the silver Dialga and the gold yeah. Ultra Necrozma. Like, we haven't had cards like that before. We have Shiny Vault. You know, we got two. Yep. We have two sets that have Shiny Vault now: Shining Fates and Hidden Fates. Are we never going to get Shiny Vault ever again? We really don't know. We might down the road. They might bring it back. So that's what kind of concerns me about these alternate arts. As we move into Generation 9, are alternate arts one of those things like tag teams, like break cards, that just kind of get pushed away from us, you know? Now, yeah. they have now stretched Rainbow Rares over two whole generations, right? We yeah. got Rainbow Rares in the Sun and Moon era and now throughout the entirety of Sword and Shield. So I would like to see the alternate art continue that trend, right? I'm yeah. okay with them quitting Rainbow Rares. I really am. I'm kind of done with them. You know, they were really, really cool and hot when they were new, right?
Yeah.
Like, crap,
yeah.
this is awesome. But now that they're not even the most rare type of card, they really have diminished. You know, they yeah. really have. You know, even back at towards the end of Sun and Moon, and even like in the early Sword and Shield sets before we had the alternate arts, the rainbow was kind of still where it was at, right? They gave us the gold yeah. card, which that was cool. Fine. The gold card is whatever, right? The gold quick ball, I think, was what people really wanted in Sword and Shield base.
Yeah.
And that was cool. Gold trainer, full arts, fine. Fantastic. But like rainbow rares were still, you know, the rainbow Marnie and the rainbow Snorlax VMAX were like the cards for the base set. Now, it does, and it, I'm ready for those to go away. So if we're going to keep yeah. one of them, I want to keep the alternate arts. But I am kind of concerned yeah. that Pokemon is going to be like, okay, cool. Our version of alternate arts are here. It was great. It was fun. And now we're going to find something else to do. Like, yeah, what do you think? You think they're going to keep them? Like, you think?
Yeah, I do. I do. And I was seeing where you were going with, like, you know, as we've gone further with alternate arts and different sets, it actually has gotten lower and lower. I'm looking at it right now.
Yes.
Yeah, with the
well,
four.
Well, it started low, and then it peaked at Evolving That's Skies, true. And then it dropped back down again.
Yeah. Yeah, with only
so
four,
almost
you're
like
right,
we went full
Vs.
cycle.
Yeah, and I'm thinking partly they might have done that because of the Trainer Gallery. I mean, what do we have, like 30 Trainer Gallery in that set? I mean, you add the you know, four alternate arts that we have, the 30 trainer gallery, and then, you know, tell me we're going to add, you know, four to five more alternate art VMAXs on top of that. Now, I really think at that point, then you're really starting to see cards in that set overshadowed by, you know, by the trainer gallery or by, you know, some of the other alternate arts.
And that's my fear. Are we keeping trainer gallery? Because trainer gallery is confirmed for Astral Radiance too now.
Right, right. So so we know it is confirmed for that. It looks like maybe we might see some after that as well. Mm-hmm. But it always comes back to, like, for me, like, Pokemon's not leaving money on the table, and the alternate arts are what bring the dollars in. I mean, if you look at the trainer gallery, there's the majority of them are under $5, really. You look at the alternate arts, it's the other
for the regular
trainer
gallery, yeah.
Correct. Yeah. For the regular trainer gallery, the majority of them under like $5 or whatever, but it's the totally opposite end of the spectrum when you come and look at the alternate arts. So I feel like the trainer gallery is actually kind of what we're getting a little bit of a taste of. Well, a lot of a taste of, because they're throwing a whole bunch of them at us all 30. At once. But, you know, I feel like that's what's going to be like the flavor of the month, as you said, right? Yeah. Where we'll see that in a few sets, but then it's, I feel like that's what's going to drop, and then we'll continue to see alternate arts. At least that's my hope. Yeah. Because I would hate to see the alternate arts go away. I mean, if they kept Trainer Gallery in its place, maybe not as bad, but I feel like you could run out of, maybe not. I don't know. I just feel like the Trainer Gallery and like the matchups would, you would run out.
You'd run out, right? So like matchups, what I would like to see, and this is, you know, in my opinion, I think the Trainer Gallery is a complete failure. I really do.
Interesting. Okay.
I think it's a massive failure because it's not, it's you're basically give us a whole entire subset within a set, right? Which is fine.
Yeah.
And they do that all the time with subsets, right? You get the subset, the hidden fates, the shiny fates, you got the shiny vault, right? Yeah. You know, and that sort of a thing. And, you know, I didn't mind the Cosmic Eclipse character rares where they were just kind of like additional secret rares and there was like six or seven of them, right? There's like eight of them, nine. It was like, cool, fine. Yeah. But 30 trainer galleries to give us basically a whole little subset within a set is way too much. Now,
I can agree with you on that.
I love the
30
fact,
is a lot.
I love the fact that you're able to pull them in the you know, the reverse holo slot, which is great, right? It gives you a little bit more pizzazz when you get that double banger pack, right? But like you said, the novelty of it wore off extraordinarily fast when you pull your 19th Ariados, or, you know, you get a full art trainer like the Cafe Master that's worth $3. I don't need a full art trainer that's worth $3, bro. I don't. Yeah. I want my full art trainers to at least be $10 or more. It's a full art trainer. Make it eight, nine, whatever, but $2, $3 for a full art trainer.
It was a bummer to see some of those prices go down on those full art trainers.
Bro,
for sure.
Look at the gold cards
like
for Urshifu.
Every set.
Look at the gold cards for Urshifu. $3.60 and $3.80 respectively. We're talking about black and gold, what should be secret rare cards.
Yeah.
Now there's 232 of the of Rapid Strike and 223 of the Single Strike Urshifus. Why? Why would you give us such a special looking card in that manner? And that is so disrespectful. Like, I mean, it's gross. It's grotesque, right?
Yeah.
And talking about how there was no alternate art VMAXs inside Brilliant Stars, there was 5 Trainer Gallery VMAXs that had basically alternate arts in them. They're basically alternate arts.
Yeah, yeah.
Umbreon, Sylveon, Mimikyu, and the 2 Urshifus got VMAX alternate arts in here. Why did we not just, like, incorporate those into the set? Why do we have a whole Trainer Gallery based around them, right? Yes, we didn't want to make another Umbreon VMAX alt art and another Sylveon alternate art. Fine, don't give us other Pokemon. Guess what, Pokemon Company? You have other Pokemon that you can print alternate arts in that people would love to have. So let me ask you this, and I want your answer on this, okay?
Yeah.
So we're kind of going away from the alternate arts, but we'll get back to that. This kind of circles around. Let's look at the Trainer Gallery here for a minute.
Yeah.
So let's take away all of these full art trainers inside of the Trainer Gallery. They're completely unnecessary, okay? Gloria, Acerola's Premonition, you know, Cynthia's Ambition, you know, whatever, right? We don't need any of these cards. I guess Cynthia's Ambition is not. Is that not in this? That's not a Trainer Gallery card.
No, that's a regular set.
Okay. But Acerola, you know, Gloria, you know what I'm talking about, right? Cafe Master, all the mustards, right?
Mustards.
Why are they even there? Why are they even there, bro? Nobody wants them. Nobody plays them. The glorious $14. Cool. You could have made that in a regular full art trainer. It doesn't have to be inside the Trainer Gallery.
Yeah.
I don't like that they have all these different things, right? If you're going to give us the Trainer Gallery subset, make them all look the same. Make them all look like the Eevee, Flareon, Jolteon, and Vaporeon, and make that the Trainer Gallery cards. We don't need gold, full art trainers, VMAXs, and regulars. We don't need it all in one. I don't understand it. And I don't really like it. I'm getting kind of, I feel like I'm getting kind of grouchy here, but it's just weird.
No, but the more you talk about it, the more it's like, it
makes no sense. Like,
it doesn't make it exactly. It doesn't make any sense
at all.
It makes you more grouchy thinking about it.
So
like looking at it, it's just like they just threw everything at the wall.
Right. So this is what I would do. Crazy. Okay. This is what I would do. I would take the trainer gallery cards, the regular ones, and just turn them into CHRs, turn them into character rares, just like we did with Cosmic Eclipse. Right. Mm-hmm. Cool. And we'll make that the flavor of the month. Right. We're going to have the Eevee and the Eeveelutions and the Ariados and the freaking Zekrom, the Houndoom, the Rangaroo, right? Put those in. Those, you got like 8 or 9 of those. Leave those in as secret rares, just like you did for Cosmic Eclipse, right? Let's take this Mimikyu V and VMAX and just turn them into alternate arts. Turn those into regular alternate arts for the set, because we didn't have any VMAX alternate arts, right?
True.
We already got alternate art Urshifus, so just scratch those. Don't even need them, bro.
Yeah, we really didn't need those extra ones.
We already got Umbreon and Sylveon VMAX alternate art, so just scratch those too. I love them. They look fantastic. They're beautiful cards, right? But we don't need them. Scratch them. Take Acerola's Premonition, Gloria, turn them into regular full art trainers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then let's take some of these other ones right here. Boltund V. Give us an alternate art Boltund V and Boltund VMAX alternate arts. Boom. Improvement already on that. Same thing with the Mimikyu, right? So take the Mimikyu and the Boltund, turn that into V alts and VMAX alternate arts. And then what you do is you go back to Brilliant Stars, you give us the Charizard VMAX alternate art, the Arceus VMAX alternate art, the Lumineon VMAX alternate art, right? And so that way we have the full-fledged experience of having these alternate arts now. So now, guess what? Yes, now you're adding a third Charizard chase to this set. How excited would people be about that? You know, and just break it down in that manner. What set would you rather want? The Brilliant Stars that we have it now, or the Brilliant Stars that I just kind of broke down and explained? What do you think would be the better set?
Yeah, I honestly do think the set that you described is really, really nice sounding. Because when, after you've opened enough Brilliant Stars, and when you just really look at what is in the set, I mean, you described it very well. It's a lot of stuff that's really not necessary to make the set successful. It would have been successful without all of those trainer gallery trainer cards. Like, it doesn't really make sense to me why they're in the trainer gallery just as full art trainers. Like, the only difference on those is like a little tiny symbol at the bottom that says TG versus not saying that. Like, did you really have to add that on there? Probably not. Because like, the trainers are all on the cards with the Pokemon. That's why they're the trainer gallery. So yeah, that now that you bring that to light, it's like, you know, kind of glass shattered. Like, why are they even in there?
Makes
that doesn't
make sense. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, I like when they connect the trainers to the Pokemon. I really do.
Yeah.
It's an awesome topic.
Yeah.
Give us, dude, just give us a freaking subset. Give us a trainer gallery subset. Like a full subset, not a subset within a set, right? Like a full, like, take all of these trainer gallery cards. We got 30 of them Brilliant Stars. We're probably going to get around 30 of them inside Astral Radiance. And we're probably going to get more of them later on throughout the era. Just give us a 85 card set subset where it has all the trainer galleries, the trainers with their Pokemon, and call that a day.
That would be awesome. That would be like a, almost like a, like a English VMAX Climax type of deal, where that set is just absolutely loaded. That would be awesome to have a set like that. And then you were also talking about like the Umbreons. Like, I agree totally. Like, artwork's fantastic. Love the artworks on these, but why do we need another one? The exact same card. Like, if you play the game, I don't play any Umbreon decks, but I'm pretty sure that's the exact same Umbreon. I'm pretty sure that's the exact same Sylveon VMAX that we had in Evolving Skies. So there's really no difference there. So I guess it's just kind of like how you want to bling your deck out, but they could have used those spots, like you said, for the alternate art Charizard VMAX, which would have absolutely blown this set out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would have been the number one card of the set.
Absolutely. Talk about a card that would have taken Umbreon down. You know,
it was a
Charizard VMAX alternate art.
Yeah. Right. And now we're left thinking, like, when is that card going to come? Like, I don't feel like we
even
heard,
get it?
And are we? Because we've not heard anything
we've
about
not
Astral
Tyranitar.
Radiance. that too. Like, that would be an awesome card to have. I wasn't even thinking about that one. But yeah, you know, and then we got the Pokemon Go set with the Radiant Pokemon coming out. So we're going to probably have to wait until August, you know, November or whatever. Yeah, it's going to skip that because we're going to have to wait till the set after that.
Do you think they're pushing it down the road? I just think we're not going to get it. I really don't. I don't think we're going to get a Charizard VMAX alternate art, because how would they sell that to us? How would they sell us a VMAX alternate art Charizard card unless it was in a subset? The only thing that I can see them do is if they move it to the holiday set. That's it. Because you cannot put that card in a regular set. Because we just got Brilliant Stars anchored by Charizard, right? This is our Charizard set, right?
That's true.
And so we had Darkness Ablaze, which was kind of a Charizard set, which, if in all reality, they should have put the rainbow that's inside Champion's Path should have been inside Darkness Ablaze.
So
we already see what they did in that one, right? So they took Darkness Ablaze and they said, hey, this set is already good enough with just the Charizard V and Charizard VMAX. So we're going to take the rainbow Charizard VMAX and we're going to move that to Champion's Path.
Because that set's not going to do anything without it. Disclaimer.
Because a shiny Charizard was not enough for that set, right?
No, definitely not.
But, like, in logistically, when you really think about what makes more sense, Charizard Rainbow VMAX should have been inside Darkness Ablaze, and Champion's Path should have just been anchored by just the shiny Charizard. That's it. And maybe some other cards that weren't Charizard, right?
Right.
We've seen them before deliberately hold a card from us that made more sense to go in another set. To put it inside of a subset. So, I mean, you really think that they're holding that VMAX for, like, the holiday set?
I think they are. And as we're talking about it more, I'm getting more nervous as each second ticks, because I am just picturing a Champion's Path 2.0, and that's what we're going to get. I feel like it's going to happen. They're holding it out. They're holding that Charizard. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't it be in the last holiday set of the Sword and Shield era?
Yeah,
like, to, you know, the cherry on top of the sundae there. I think that's what they're gonna do. I feel like they missed the ball with this one. It feels like it should have been in Brilliant Stars. Like, it, the other one felt like it should have been in Darkness Ablaze, and here we are again. And I am saying it right now: we're seeing Champion's Path 2.0 at the end of this year. I really feel like that's what's gonna happen. I hope I'm wrong, guys. I hope I'm wrong.
What, dude, like, we're gonna keep talking about it. We're gonna talk about prices and stuff, but, like, what do you think about, dude, what if the holiday set is, like, a full alternate art set? You know, like, we kind of joked about it before.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, what if they took, like, you know, basically everything, like a Hidden Fates, right? But instead of a shiny version, we got alternate arts, right?
Ooh.
We got an alternate vault. Instead of a shiny vault, alternate, we got an alternate vault.
The alt vault.
The alt like vault, it. Bro. Where, you know, we got 1 through 63 regular cards and then 1 through,
oh,
you know,
man,
48 of alt vault. And it's all alternate VMAXs, bro. And you get alternate Charizard, Blastoise, Venusaur, just across the board, man.
My God, you're getting my hopes up over here that this is really happening. Like, I hope that it is, man, because that, there goes all my money. Sorry, family. Like, I don't know if I can afford presents because I'm buying that set. It would be amazing. I mean, that would just be an absolutely fun set to open, right? I mean, if we got that kind of Hidden Fates feel, like you said, we got the alt vault instead of the shiny vault. I mean, I'm buying that set all day. Like, that sounds super fun to open. You know, I just hope they anchor it with the right Pokemon and you know, don't necessarily pull a Shining Fates, right?
And nah, they would still anchor it with Charizard. Don't you worry. 100%, don't you worry, buddy.
It'll be there. You don't have to worry about that. Like,
so the one thing that would suck is we know that, you know, they print cards to meet demand for the TCG game before collectors. So if they did do an alt art or alt vault set, it probably would be all the same Pokemon that we already freaking have, which would suck, right? We would
probably
get, yeah, we would get all of them together in one set. Inteleon, you know,
yeah,
We'd probably get all the full art shinies in alternate art form, Grim Snarls, you know, it's all the Galar out the doors, you know, whatever. Probably more Pikachus, you know.
God knows. Oh, easily like 8 or 9 Pikachus.
Jeez, man. But
I am done with Pikachus after Celebrations. My gosh.
There's definitely some VMAX alternate arts that we did not get that would be really cool, like Charizard, but also like Genesect, Celebi VMAX would be fantastic. Alternate art, you know, that sort of thing. So that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
So let us know down in the comment section, guys. What do you think of an Alt Vault set? Oof. How awesome would it be? Right before we move forward, because we're going to continue, what we're going to do next is we're going to compare some pricing between some of the modern day alternate art cards and some of the vintage cards that we all know so well, and why it really doesn't make sense and it's potentially not sustainable. But before we do that, guys, I do want to announce this Friday here on TCG Funhouse. That's right, guys, we're giving away a base set Charizard during our Friday live stream. Every Friday, if you guys are new here, every Friday we do a live stream pack break at 9 p.m. Eastern over here on YouTube. And we always have a giveaway going on. And this week, we're giving away a base set holographic Charizard in fairly good condition, guys. It's not going to get you a Gem Mint 10, I'm not going to lie. But this thing is in pretty good condition. It is definitely worth it. So come hang out with us there. If you want to buy into the break, there's a link in the description to my website, tcgfunhouse.com, where you can buy into the break. But you don't have to buy into the break to participate in the giveaway. So make sure you guys come hang out with us on Friday. It's going to be so much fun. But this is massive for me, so I had to drop it in the middle of the podcast today instead of at the very end. Are you excited for that, ASX? Are you
going to come hang out with us? Oh, that is awesome. Like that, I am super excited for that giveaway. I am super, super excited. And I got to say, if I win, maybe we can talk a trade, you know, between, you know, the Charizard I just won and that Umbreon VMAX, because they're about the same price. Do you like my segue there?
I like that. It was a perfect segue until you said, do you like my segue?
You know? Hey, well, you know, I had to be sure.
I picked up on you. And then you were kind of like, I don't think Travis is smart enough to understand what I did here.
I mean, sometimes I wonder.
So I'm going to draw it out in Crayola crayons for him.
I'll take it. It's an original artwork from TCG Funhouse himself. I'm framing
there
that.
Go. There you go, man. My allergies are driving.
Sending that one into PSA.
You should. They'd be like, what is this garbage? It's authenticated, it's worth $1 million.
It'd be a pop one.
It's true. True story. Dude, are your allergies killing you? My allergies are killing me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, finally, where I live in Illinois, it's finally gotten warm. We're out of, like, the 8-9 months of winter that we have. So, yes, like, allergies were going crazy today, for sure. Morning was hectic.
In Florida, it started to rain finally. So, we went, like, 4 months without any rain. And then it poured, like, you know, for an entire weekend. So everything grows like in the same 5 minutes. We go from everything being brown and dead to green and glorious in a matter of literally an hour. And it's been disastrous on the whole state of Florida.
Yeah.
But in terms of allergies, so apologize for my sniffles. But yeah, so let's incorporate ASX's segue here. Great job.
Thank you.
I like watching you ride that thing down by the pier, your little Segway mall cop.
It cruises, you know. It cruises. I've souped it up a little bit.
Got the rims.
Upgrades.
Got the rims, bro.
Got the rims.
The spinners. But yeah, so let's talk about that for a second. So ASX made a very good point. Umbreon VMAX Alternate Art, you know, hot topic of the podcast today. It's a fantastic card, beautiful card, probably the best card printed in a very, very, very long time.
Love it.
But my problem with it is it is currently carrying a TCG player market price that is the exact same as our giveaway. A base set holographic Charizard. They're both around in between. They fluctuate between $350 and $400 consistently. Now, my problem with this is you have the most iconic card in the history of the Pokemon TCG that everybody wants. Everybody wants to get their hands on it. And it's the same price as a card that came out not even a year ago. It is very hard for me to sit here and go, yes, this card that we just got 7-8 months ago, I don't know, it might have been a year now. I don't know. I lose track of when these sets release. They give us so many dang sets.
All right.
But it's I think it was November. Crazy yeah. to me that
it's
the prices are the same. We're talking about a card yeah. that's 22 years old. Now, I get it. Unlimited base set was one of the highest printed sets of all time, right? It was mm-hmm. very popular, so it got print run after print run after print run. I understand that. And then on top of that, Evolving Skies is still being printed. So, yeah. you know, people are like, oh, no, they're done printing Evolving Skies. We got to get that no. that Umbreon now. Guess what, guys? Newsflash, they're not. No. If you have people that are telling you that they're never going to print Evolving Skies again, so you need to buy it now, they're trying to sell you their Evolving Skies. Don't listen to them.
Right.
We just got a massive restock of Shining Fates, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We just
got
restocks
of... Vivid Voltage, Darkness Ablaze as well.
Vivid Voltage, Darkness Ablaze, Shining Fates. We just got restocks. Remember when they did the restocks of Evolutions a year ago yeah. when we got all those yeah. power boxes? Like, dude,
yeah.
there's been so many different things. They restocked Shining Legends about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, on the shelves in masses.
Yeah.
Hidden Fates ETBs got re-released about a year and a half, almost 2 years after its print run. Evolving Skies is not going anywhere. You know what they're not reprinting? Base set, right?
Yeah.
So, for a card where we don't know what the population is going to be or how many more years we're going to be able to find Evolving Skies inside collection boxes or lunch boxes or whatever... Why is the card pushing the same price as a base set holographic Charizard? Yeah. Insane to me. What are your thoughts?
I'm right there with you. Like, my mind is blown because of all the reasons you said. Like, this thing is still being printed. Like, not all these Umbreon VMAXs that are ever going to be in existence have been even printed yet. So, and all the Charizard base set Charizards have. So, yeah. like, the fact that they're the exact same price is crazy. Some things that I'm thinking of, like, why, right? That's mm-hmm. the huge question. Why is it even close? To me, I mean, the art style, yes, that Charizard iconic, classic, the most iconic card yep. of the whole TCG.
It's what started it all.
But when you look at the alternate arts, I mean, it is completely different. Like, this Umbreon, this Rayquaza VMAX, the Charizard V that I'm looking at here, like, absolutely beautiful artworks, like we said. Like, it mm-hmm. took a time for this person to sit down. It wasn't just, maybe it was, but, you know, I'm trying to say it wasn't just, like, drawn up on a computer in 5 minutes. You know, it looks like they spent some time on these, and these are actual artworks. And I think that has a big thing to do with it. I think another thing is there are so many new collectors in the hobby now. People that collected from back in the day and people that have never collected, you know, before. Mm-hmm. And they're seeing these super shiny, beautiful cards. And I think that's helping drive the price up. You know, they're now that I say that, though, it's like, why would you drive that card up and not just go for the Charizard, you know? Or right. like, why would you go out and buy an Umbreon and not go buy the Charizard base set? It's crazy. I don't know. I don't feel like these prices are going to be where they're at right now forever. I definitely don't see that.
Do you think it's warranted for this Umbreon VMAX to be the same price as a near mint condition base set Charizard?
No, I'm going to say no. It surprises me how many of the alternate arts are over. I'm not even going to say still, cause like they've been over 100 yeah. for a while now.
Yeah.
It's unheard of. It's crazy.
A lot of people don't understand this. A lot of new collectors don't understand this.
Yeah.
The amount of sets that had one card worth over $100.
Right.
When it released mm-hmm. is almost nothing.
Right.
It's almost non-existent. Yeah. Right. Other than finding some extraordinarily rare Charizard card or a secret yeah. rare shiny variant of XYZ. Right. It doesn't happen. And here yeah. we are with Fusion Strike having two cards over $100. Evolving Skies having, what, six cards over $100 or five yeah. cards over $100? Brilliant Stars, two cards over $100. This is so out of the normal for Pokemon TCG.
Yeah.
But then I see people say, yes, it is, but it's the new guard. This is the new Pokemon TCG. It's new times. It's fresh times. Stop looking at the Pokemon TCG in the kaleidoscope of what it used to be. This is the new way. What do you respond to that?
This, you know, might be the new normal. It might be kind of an extreme of the new normal. Like I was saying, I don't think we're going to see like these crazy prices on these cards forever like this. But I feel like we kind of are at a space where prices are going to be higher right off the bat. I think kind of some of it has to do with, it still goes back to like FOMO, right? The fear of missing out. It's not necessarily with the fear of missing out finding the product. It's the fear of missing out not pulling that card from that product now, which I feel like is way more heightened. You know, now that we have, now that we have a lot of product on the shelf. So, you know, I kind of think, you know, it is a little bit of the new way. I feel like it's a little bit more on the extreme side of it right now. But I kind of think this is where it's going.
I can definitely see that. So I saw a post somewhere where the alternate arts, you know, I think specifically they were talking about the Umbreon, right? So, you know, they were comparing the two kind of like we are.
Yeah.
The alternate art Umbreon apparently has like a pull rate of like one in every 2,500 packs. Jeez. So apparently if you're looking for that Umbreon VMAX, you're going to have to roughly open 2,500 packs to find one. That sounds a little outrageous to me.
Yeah. That's because, a lot of packs.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at, what? I mean, you're looking at 100 booster, that wouldn't be 100, but you'd be looking at like 80, 75 booster boxes to try to get a normal chance of pulling that card. And I've pulled two of them, and I'm not anywhere close to 2,500 packs, right?
Yeah.
I'm probably more along the lines of like 700, 800, 900 packs. And I was able to pull two of them. And I get that it's RNG because I've not pulled a VMAX Rayquaza. You know, I've not pulled that one, but I've pulled two Umbreons and I've pulled every other evolution. The only card from that set that I'm missing is the VMAX Rayquaza. Now, when you compare that to the pull rates of the base set Charizard, which apparently is like one in like every 36 packs or something like that, you have an opportunity to pull the Charizard. So there was almost a holo Charizard in every single base set booster box, right? Because there's 12 different holos. There's 12 different holos inside base set, and they're seeded, or there's 15 holos. There's 16 if you include the Machamp, but that's inside a starter deck. So there's 15 holos inside of base set. And pull rates are of a holographic are one in four packs. Out of 36 packs,
a lot better.
Yeah, out of 36 packs, you're looking at pulling 12 holos. So you have a 80% chance,
very good chance.
to pull the Charizard in one booster box.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore for these alternate arts. You're not even guaranteed a secret rare inside a booster box nowadays. Let alone a guarantee of an alternate art, you know, because you're still looking at rainbows, you're looking at gold cards, you're looking at, you know, other full art trainers that could potentially get in the way. These other cards that could be pulled instead, right? So I can see where that would affect the pricing, but it still is insane to me because, you know, even though they did print a lot of base set booster boxes, I guarantee you they have printed more Evolving Skies, maybe not as of right now, but Evolving Skies is going to be printed into the floor because it is such a popular set because of what you said. They're not going to leave money on the shelf or, you know, in people's pockets. They're not going to. They want that money. And if Evolving Skies is their number one selling set right now, they are going to continue to print it and print it and print it until they're like, okay, it's been 3 years. We can't really, you know, justify printing it anymore now that all of those cards have rotated out of the TCG.
Yeah.
And that is really when you can kind of expect sets to stop being printed is when they completely rotate out of the TCG, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the cards are still playable and still viable, you're going to get reprints on those.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, cool, we just got some Cosmic Eclipse and ADP rotated out, but that's probably why we really haven't seen, you know, like ETBs of Cosmic Eclipse and stuff like that. We just got like some packs inside some random boxes and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, you hear people say, oh, Cosmic Eclipse, oh, there was pallets in the back of Cosmic Eclipse and now they're handing them out. Bullcrap. I wish.
Where at?
And the same thing with the evolutions. Like, I refuse to believe that they just had pallets and pallets and pallets of evolutions booster packs waiting to go inside of a product. And they said, oh, let's go ahead and just make some more ETBs or Kanto power boxes out of them.
Right.
No, guys, they reprinted those because it was a very popular set and they wanted to get them back out on the shelves. And they're going to do the same thing with Evolving Skies because it is such a popular set and people are going to chase those evolutions forever.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I could really see them printing Evolving Skies for at least another year, maybe another 2 years. I really would not be surprised. Not massively, you know, but just like, hey, here's another drop of ETBs. You know, here is another product that we're going to put booster packs in. You know what I mean? That sort of thing.
I definitely see Evolving Skies as maybe the set from the Sword and Shield era that does get printed past rotation. You know, much like we saw with, like you mentioned, Evolutions. I don't know if that was necessarily the same case with like the Sun and Moon ETBs that we got about a year ago. You know, but we saw those as well. So,
I mean, but see, it's when you're a company, you don't back stock that much stuff. You just don't because you're throwing money away.
Right. So you'll never
if
run
you
your
really
business,
think that the Pokemon company printed just an entire warehouse of Sun and Moon ETBs for them to just sit there for 2 years, 2.5 years before they put them out on the shelves. That's not how business works. That's not
right.
So, I mean, I don't know who came up with that idea or who mentioned that in the first place.
Right.
But they would be throwing money away. I mean, it's stagnant money. When you're a business owner, no matter the size of your business, stagnant money is something you can't do. And pallets of Evolving Skies or pallets of Evolutions and pallets of Sun and Moon just sitting there, not generating you any money, doesn't happen.
Right. Right. No, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking that probably like those Sun and Moon ETBs that we saw come out and maybe even the reprints of Hidden Fates, you know, was probably to help train up some of the new facilities on how to put all those together, you know, before we got into some of these new sets where it was going to be like, all right, like these ETBs are coming out at the beginning of this set. We're also doing Pokemon Center ETBs now. So you need to know how to make those. So maybe that too.
That's a very good point because they were templates that weren't being used by the primary factory. So they said, hey, instead of us making all these new templates, while you guys are ramping up, here's some Evolutions templates. Here's some Sun and Moon base set templates. Start printing these until you get it right, and we'll put them out at the shelves.
Yeah.
We'll make a deal with Walmart, and they'll put them in the toy section instead of the card section.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Pretty much where I
always
found them.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Total sense. Oh, yeah. I never found a single Evolutions ETB in the toy section, or I'm sorry, in the card section. It was always in the toy section. Same thing with Sun and Moon. And even with the Sword and Shield. So they just released the Sword and Shield base ones again for the last couple of weeks. They're always in the toy section.
Always in the, in the toys. Yep.
And I've not found them at Targets. I've only found them at Walmart. So they have a contract with Walmart. That Walmart's like, sure, I'll take some of your older stuff. It'll sell. We're Walmart. You know, it'll be gone. Don't you worry.
We have no limits. Scalpers can come in here.
Exactly. So I don't know who came up with that thought or that rumor in the first place that there's just palleted, you know, warehouses of, no, that's stagnant
Pokemon
money is dead money. That's how
you
kill. Yeah. That's how you kill your business.
Right.
If you guys have presentable facts that prove me wrong, please let me know in the comment section.
Yeah.
Share posts, share forums where it comes straight from Pokemon or something like that, but word of mouth ain't good enough for me to think a business practice like that makes sense. All right. So as we're winding down here, let's give our final thoughts on it. Okay. Let's do a little wrap up. So here's my final thought.
Okay.
This is what I want. And this is what I think. The prices are way overpriced right now. I don't expect them to continue. I think it's actually a good thing for Pokemon that this is occurring. So, because I really think that this is a way this is the way of them, you know, we've talked about doing numbered cards. This is their way of giving us numbered cards without giving us numbered cards. Okay.
Sure.
They said, we want cards that are extraordinarily rare.
Yep.
And they gave us these VMAX alternate arts. They wanted cards that said, we're going to make them 1 in 2,000 packs instead of 1 in 200 packs, instead of 1 in 400 packs.
Yeah.
You know, people, it was notorious that Rainbow Charizard from Burning Shadows was notorious for being one of the hardest cards to pull. And it was like 1 in 1,200 or 1 in 1,000 or something like that. So roughly this Umbreon VMAX and some of the other VMAXs will be twice as hard to pull as the Rainbow Charizard, you know, quote unquote. But you also got to remember, these numbers don't come from Pokemon. Pokemon does not put these numbers out. These are just people who opened up so many packs and put a database together, like Derium and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which, again, it's all RNG. You know, they could have pulled 25 Umbreons out of 60 packs. It could happen.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, I think it's good because it creates desire. It creates the want and the need to go out and buy this Evolving Skies. Like, people freak out when they're out hunting for Pokemon cards and find Evolving Skies. Even the single packs. Like, you remember, like, how bum used to be when you'd go to the store and be like, oh, they only have sleeved boosters.
Oh, they got a single, yeah.
Yeah, but now if they're Evolving Skies, you're like, shit, Evolving Skies. Sprint over there, knock over the six-year-old, grab them, you know.
Stiff armor.
And so I think it's ultimately a good thing. I do think that it is way overblown, though. These cards should fetch prices between $100 and $200 to me. That's where they should land, and that's where they should be. The fact that some of them are over $300 is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Now, if they're $400 in 15 years, sure. Okay, fine. But I do also agree with what you said earlier, to where there are a bunch of new collectors here into the Pokemon game that weren't collectors back in 1999. Maybe they weren't even born in 1999. So they don't have the nostalgic attachment to the base set Charizard. So why would they go buy a base set Charizard when they can have the Umbreon VMAX alternate art, which is going to be their nostalgia in 20 years?
Very good point.
So that's that. I see that happening as well. Unfortunately, I do think that the trainer gallery is going to impede on these alternate arts, and they really need to simplify them for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I would like to see in the future for alternate arts. I want them to continue to print them. I want them to continuously be the rarest cards that you can pull, but once we move out of the V and VMAX era and we're into whatever it is, right? Let's just call it Q, right? Pokemon Q cards, whatever. The Q card. Just one, please. I don't need two versions of an alternate art. Like, one of the most frustrating things is, like, Fusion Strike. Let's just take Fusion Strike, for instance. You have the Mew V alt art and the Mew V Max alt art. Why?
Mm.
Why? Cool. Yeah. Great. More cool cards. Thank you. But if they're going to be your most rare cards, just give us one variant of it.
Yeah.
So give us four or five alternate art cards in every set. Make them the most rare. Make them one in every 2,500. Make them worth between $100 and $200 on the secondary market. And that's what the alternate arts should be for me. I hope they don't quit printing them. I don't want them to quit printing them. But they need to come back down to reality a little bit. And they need to simplify it.
Yeah.
What's your wrap up?
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, I'm right there. I hope they continue them. I do think they will continue them, as I said earlier. I think they probably just look a little bit different in the next generation. The Q cards, you know, next gen Q. the prices. Yeah, I would agree with your price. Anywhere from 100, 100 up to like 200, maybe 175 or so. 200, that's getting to be a bit pricey for me for sure.
I'm never going to buy a $200 single. I'm not going to. It's out of my price range.
Nope, unless it's like a really good deal on a base set Charizard. But that's me.
I'm talking about the new modern cards. Yeah,
like new modern.
Dude, I won't even buy a card for $100. I'm just not going to do it.
Oh, no.
You know, like as much as I want the Gengar VMAX Altart, I'm not going to buy it. I'm just not. For $108,
Right. Yeah, I mean, we really don't even know, really, truthfully, what's going to happen with these modern cards. 10, 20, you know, 15, 20 years down the line. Yeah, I'm holding my money. I'm right there with you. I'm not paying $100, $200, $330 for this Umbreon VMAX. I'll just continue to look at pictures online and think that it's fake because I've never seen one in my life. But yeah, what I would like to see them...
I've held two of them, just saying.
Yeah, well, I've held 9 Charizards from Celebrations, so what do you got?
I've held 3 of them, and 2 of them were yours, okay?
All right, that is pretty cool. So, but yeah, you know, what I want to continue, what I want to see continue is I really do like the trainer gallery, but you're right. It needs to go. It is taking away. It does take away from the alternate arts. And in the end, I would much rather have alternate arts purely for the artworks. They're beautiful. As I've said probably a million times already today. But yeah, I want to see them kind of move away from the trainer gallery and really focus on the alternate arts. Cause I think that's what's going to continue to drive until they find out the next like alternate art, right? The next biggest, shiniest thing that really draws us away from these alternate arts. I really do think they'll continue it. And, you know, I think what you were saying earlier, were you saying when you didn't want to have two different variations, were you saying like you didn't want to have a Mew V and a Mew V Max alternate?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting.
Same thing with the evolutions, because we had all the evolutions. We have 5 evolution V Max alternate arts and 5 Vs. And the Vs are roughly a third of the price of the V Maxes. Just don't print them. Just don't print them. There's no reason to have that sub rarity. You got hollows, Vs, V Maxes, full arts, rainbows, V alternate art, V Max alternate art. It's getting too out of control with all these different kinds of rarities. Like, just make those V Max alternate arts, make them the regular alternate arts and make them the high end cards.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. Cause it's almost like, I mean, it really does kind of feel like maybe they started with like, all right, we're going to do alternate art V Maxes. And then they're like, well, we're already doing alternate art V Maxes. Let's do alternate art Vs as well. And then that like took away from like the full arts, right? Because those were kind of like the alternate art, right? So those are totally dead now. So yeah, I feel like if you're right, you take out like the alternate art Vs, then you're gonna start to see some value come back to your full arts and maybe your full art trainers and stuff like that.
They need to just cut the full arts. Those ones that have like the regular colors in the back, they just got to get rid of them.
Yeah, that's something
we've moved past them.
They probably will.
The artwork's like just not good enough. The artwork's just not good enough, not you know? And
yeah, not with these alternate arts here.
And now that the rainbows are rainbow V Maxes, full arts just don't fit in anymore. They just don't.
No, so yeah, you know, I think, you know, if they were to, you know, moving forward, I definitely want to not see like another Evolving Skies, at least for a while. Because throwing that many cards at us at one time was kind of crazy.
Was the peak for sure.
It definitely was. And, you know, I feel like, you know, but then it goes to like, if they're more rare, aren't they going to be more expensive?
I can't.
Jeez. I'm back and forth on so much. But yeah, you know, I think you're right though. Keep them as rare as they are. I do like that because they do give me that feeling of like the numbered cards. Like
and
you said,
when you hit one, it's just like, oh, like it's even an amazing better, feeling. You know, it's even better than getting that Charizard. It really is. It's just like,
it's a good feeling for sure. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I think definitely keep them rare. I like hearing that their rarity is around the 2,500, maybe down a little bit to like,
maybe
like 1,800 or so to 2,000.
Maybe make them a little more obtainable than making a $400 card.
A little bit more. Yeah, make it a little bit more attainable. And then, you know, maybe that could help drive some of the price down as well. But yeah, these prices are out of control. And I really do think it goes back to kind of like the, you know, the FOMO, the fear of not having it. I'd be lying to you if I told you I didn't have FOMO for that Umbreon.
You've been staring at that picture of that Umbreon for the past minute while you're just yapping. You're just like, oh, beautiful. I need that card so much.
I need it. And the Rayquaza VMAX is right next to it.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right?
So, yeah.
All right, guys. It's awesome. It's beautiful. Beautiful cards for sure. But that's our episode, guys. I appreciate you listening to us and hanging out with us today on this wonderful Wednesday. If you guys are new to the channel, please hit that subscribe button if you enjoy this type of content. Here on TCG Finance, we post Pokemon-related content 3 times per week, every week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 p.m. And if you're into shorts and reels, those are up every single day here on YouTube and over on Instagram as well. So go follow us over there. And be sure to go check out ASXTCG, whose link is in the description as well. He's got some cool stuff coming on. He's going to be doing some live streams. Going to be doing some more unboxings. Yeah. I know you're sending out some cards. You're going to be doing a little AGS testing as well for grading cards.
Yeah, I'm really excited to do that. That's a video coming up this week, so I'm excited for you guys to see that one.
It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. Make sure you go check him out over there. And, of course, make sure you comment below your thoughts on alternate art Pokemon TCG cards. And we will talk about it down there. And we will see you guys on Friday for another episode of our TCG Q&A. Hope you guys have a wonderful night.